News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Israeli forces have stopped 14 boats carrying foreign activists and aid bound for Gaza, but 30 boats are continuing to sail toward the war-ravaged Palestinian enclave. 9 Irish citizens were on board the vessels, which were intercepted and detained by the Israeli Navy. And earlier, I spoke to Nisha Dolan, who is still on board the flotilla that is en route as we speak to Gaza. I started by asking her where she was and what the situation was like for her right now.
We're sailing across Crete and things are high tension, of course, because of what's happened ahead of us. But the worst that's happened to us yet is a very loud drone that didn't do anything. So we're conscious that there could be worse ahead. But I'm mainly thinking of our friends who are in quite a perilous situation.
Have you any information that came via other boats on the flotilla about what happened overnight?
Yes, I know that water cannons were used on some boats and communications were generally cut, which unfortunately makes it hard to confirm exactly what happened after the boats were boarded and everyone had to throw their phones overboard, because with the technology Israel has, if they got their hands on even one of those phones, everyone in the mission would be hopelessly compromised. So as a result, it's difficult to keep track of what happened after they were boarded. But I can confirm, as of around 3 hours ago, an Irish woman, Donna Schwartz, was still sailing. I haven't heard anything from her since. And definitely Tadhg Hickey, Chris Andrews, Sarah Clancy, they're all taken by Israel now.
Okay. Your intention currently for the boats, you're in the same flotilla but behind, because the flotilla is, for people listening, a little bit spread out. What's the intention of your boats going? Is it the same idea that you will sail as close to Gazan waters as you can and you expect to be intercepted by Israeli warships? Is that the thought?
We're not expecting it necessarily, in the sense that our intention is very real to get this aid to Gaza. We're carrying mostly medicine and baby formula on our boat, and it's not merely symbolic. It's an attempt to concretely alleviate some of the situation there. But of course, we're rational people. We know that other possibilities are there, especially since it's happening to those ahead. And the aim is the same, to challenge the blockade no matter what.
What's the mood like on board? Is it fear-filled? Is it defiant? How are people dealing, I suppose, with all of this?
Defiant. It's kicked us into action mode. We've upped our ante on drills for the various scenarios that might happen with drones and with interception. We're all doing as much media as we can right now that our friends can't speak for themselves. And we're generally staying vigilant and staying focused and staying conscious too, that every time Israel does something to the flotilla, they do something worse in Gaza immediately afterwards. And so we need to keep our eyes on that too, and to pressure our governments, not only over the Irish citizens on board, but over the people in Palestine who are being brutally murdered.
Okay. Nisha, the Italian Prime Minister, Giorgio Meloni, on Thursday said that the flotilla should stop. And the reason, obviously, Italy has given some support to the flotilla with protection, etc. But the reason being that there's a fragile peace plan, a fledgling peace plan being negotiated, and anything that might, she said many, many people want to detract from that and scupper it. And anything that might, you know, upset the balance of things is dangerous. What do you say to calls for you to desist because you might jeopardise a peace plan that is very fragile and only barely off the ground at all?
The idea that peaceful activists carrying baby formula might scupper a peace plan when Tony Blair is on the board being proposed is frankly hilarious, because the impunity with which the US and the UK can sow chaos in the region for decades and still have a strong voice in talks from which Palestinians were nearly wholly excluded, with the result that they have expressed by and large that this peace plan is unacceptable to them, means really, I think, the focus is being misdirected here. I don't think there's any significant chance of this peace plan succeeding, given that it doesn't answer any of Palestinians' core demands. And I think everyone involved knows that, and they're looking for an excuse to continue backing up Israel's butchery in the region.
And what if the flotilla gives them that excuse, I suppose, is what Meloni is saying. She said that many people would like to see this plan fail, and basically she was saying, don't give them an excuse.
they're propagandists. They'll find an excuse, and we're not doing anything wrong. We're not committing any violence. They'll never be able to prove that we have, because our entire modus operandi is to follow international law. So if Israel chooses to breach international law, and if they're somehow propagandic geniuses enough that the world won't notice, then maybe that's a consequence. But if they're able to spin us as having somehow scuppered the peace plan, they would have been able to spin it against anyone, because the last thing that we are doing is interfering with peace. We're sailing in international waters on a humanitarian mission. If someone can make that look like we're interfering with peace, then we didn't have a chance against them anyway. And I don't think they're going to be able to. I think the world's eyes are on Israel and are condemning them. Even when governments won't act, citizens are overwhelmingly aware that there's a genocide and that we need to intervene.
I have two more brief questions for you. One is, Israel has said that they offered to arrange to take the aid that you're providing, give it to a Catholic aid organization and see it distributed to Gazans, but that the flotilla refused. And they said that that for them means that you're not about humanitarianism, you're about provocation. What's your response to Israel there?
The word Gazans in itself reveals how Israel has set the political terms of this debate, because most of the people we're dealing with here prefer the term Palestinians in Gaza, because a lot of them aren't from Gaza. They were displaced there by Israel in the first place and are now being displaced again. And that's precisely why we're not interested in charity administered by Israel. We need to challenge the political terms of this blockade and this illegal occupation. We're not just trying to alleviate the immediate crisis. We're trying to stand up for Palestinian self-determination and self-liberation. And that cannot happen with Israel dictating the terms, because they're trying to exterminate the very people in question.
And my last question is, Nisha, should you be taken into custody by Israeli forces and deported from Israel, will you do it again? Will we see another flotilla?
Yes, the flotillas will continue for as long as Palestinians are calling for solidarity, and for as long as there's a genocide that all our governments are participating in. Anything else would be less than human. And plenty of people have divorced themselves from their own humanity and are either actively conducting the genocide or condoning it, but not everyone is. And so those of us on the flotilla and those supporting from home will continue the good fight, I think.
And that was Nisha Dolan there, who is on board the flotilla. Some of the boats have not yet been intercepted and are still heading towards Gaza, whom I spoke to at about 6:30 this morning. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has also commented on the flotilla.
I'm receiving briefings in terms of the interception of the Gaza flotilla. Our ambassador is in touch with the Israeli authorities, and we will be providing consular assistance to those who have been detained. It's important that they're treated properly. It's a humanitarian mission. No threat to anybody other than to highlight and also to bring humanitarian aid into the people of Gaza. And it underlines the absolute imperative of getting humanitarian aid into Gaza as quickly as possible under the auspices of the United Nations and the Red Crescent, as outlined in the peace proposals that emanated from the United States in consultation with the Arab states.
And that was the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, there commenting just a few moments ago on the flotilla. And we will be bringing you updates on what is happening in the Mediterranean throughout the day here on News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.